coming to London looking for a better life.
My sister went to South America, Venezuela. My the two brothers, they've been to South America, Venezuela. I always thought Venezuela was too far away for me. And I always thought I had to, in some shape or form, keep an eye on my mom and dad. And I thought London was much near, and that's why I went to London. My first job was on a farm in Blandford, Dorset. They sent me to a little bit of school there, and they was a nice family, and I learned a little bit of English, and I worked on the farm. And my wife works in the family house, and we stay there for about 14 months, and then we come back to London. When I got back to London, I went work in the catering as a wash up dishes and kitchen porter and you name it. And then gradually I got into the train to be a chef. Then I bought the hotel in 1974. I still carry on working other side for a few years, could be up to 78, 79. And then from there on we come in self-employing and run our own business. I think it was hard at the beginning. When I got to know the language a little bit, and when I got to know the people, it was quite easy. I found the English people, they're very good, and I found them, they get on with them very well, and I haven't got much of problems. Well, I think now it's a different thing altogether, because I think people, they are a lot more higher education. I'm not quite sure. I'm a little bit out of touch with London now, but I think in London it was always very easy to get jobs, very easy to earn money, and I never ping on the door one day in my life. You leave one job, you get another one. I used to work in two or three jobs as hard as I could to get where we are now.